everybody, Matt Bentley.
Betsy Hayes.
We are here with a podcast going out in LA. We are fucking hanging out all over the place.
Oh my God. Hey!
Thank you for joining us. This week we have Frogtown.
Ooh la la.
Now, before we get into it, the quick note on this night, once again, we did it at the last podcast, but we got to say it again because we'll be bringing it up a bunch. But it was raining in LA once again.
It was raining.
He is crying.
It was not great.
It sucked. And a couple of these places like have great outdoor patios that we're just not going to be able to kind of get to. But like, that's life. I guess that's life.
Sometimes it rains in LA and it's a lot more than normal. And we're just going to have to deal with it, okay?
We will have to deal with it, so will you, the listener. So keep that in mind. It was another rainy LA night, weirdly enough, when we were trying to get to stuff here. So, Frogtown. Betsy, you had a couple of descriptors of where Frogtown was.
So, Frogtown, if you don't know, or if you don't know, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
It's between the LA River and the 5 Highway. It's like a teeny tiny piece of neighborhood land. Mm-hmm. And it is named, Matt, do you know what it's named after?
Frogs, I'm assuming.
Yes, that is correct. Frogs came out of the LA River.
Not Mr. Frogton?
Who's Mr. Frog? It's named after Jerry Frogton. No, the frogs came out of the river and people were like, it's Frogtown.
Yeah.
And then they made a statue or something. There's like a statue in one of the parks.
Yeah, a little tiny park.
So you were there earlier than I was, right?
Yes. So I went a little early. I went to the coffee shop, Spoke Bicycle Shop.
It's a coffee shop and a bicycle shop.
It is a bicycle renting shop. You can rent them and then like bike up and down the little path that they have along the river.
Ooh.
Nice. And then, yeah, I guess they fix bikes and shit like that, too. It's a really cool spot down there. They have comedy nights every month with good headliners. The one that was there that weekend was Kyle Kinane.
Oh, I love him.
Patton Oswalt was there last month.
I love him, too.
Free.
What?
As well. So, yeah, it's a really cool spot, multi-purposed. It's got booze there. It's got coffee. It's got
food?
Coffee.
Didn't you say it had food?
Oh, it had food as well.
Yes.
I literally forgot the last thing I said. I should lay off the scribbles. So, yes, it is this cool little spot. The actual inside is not an inside. It has the two bathrooms and then the counter, and that's it.
So
you're sitting outside.
It's like a traditional LA place where it's like, mostly we're going to be sitting outside because it's not going to rain.
Yeah.
And then when it does, you're like, well, I wish you had tables inside. That'd be nice.
Exactly. They do have a canopy above the area.
Yeah.
And then a seating area that's kind of outside of it. They have used vinyl record players for... Players.
Records?
Used vinyl records for $2 a piece.
Ooh.
So I thumbed through that for a bit.
Any gems?
There's a couple of ones I was like, this is an interesting one. But I wasn't going to lug around a vinyl record player all night.
I don't know. It's a look.
I don't know why I keep saying player either. So, cool little spot. There is an outdoor area, like I said, and then there's a door kind of leading out to the LA River and the path and all that kind of stuff. And before we get too far on this subject as well, for those of you who don't know, the LA River is gross.
Yes. Yes, it is. If you don't know, I mean, I couldn't imagine that river would be anything nice seeing
ever
as where it is.
No.
It's in like that crappy area between all the highways and the downtown and that never rains. So like, why would there be fresh water in the river?
Right.
It's just a sewer at that point.
I think that's why I'm confused why this is like a little hot spot for gentrification. Because it's like, oh yeah, we got a nice house overlooking the shitty LA River. Okay.
It's a body of water. People will do anything. That rent went up so fast. They were like, it's raining. Finally, there's a body of water. Who wants to buy? White people over here.
I guess so. Is that what it is? It's like, so white people are like, body of water, coffee shop, bikes.
And breweries. You gotta have those three.
And taco. A fancy schmaltzy taco shop.
It doesn't have to be tacos, but it has to be fancy schmaltzy, is I think what you said.
So I had a nice a coffee, and then I walked around along the path. There's a couple parks along the way, so it is cute. I had a cute time.
I had a nice little cute time. Dear Spoke Cafe, Matt Mentley had a cute time.
Yes. And so I walked up to our next destination, but before we get there, the party points allocated towards this coffee shop. Like I said, it's got everything. It's really cool. I'm definitely going to check out one of the comedy nights. It seems really awesome. Free as well, if I didn't mention that. And I'm going to go with a 7.
Yeah. But what was the Yelp review of that? Do you remember?
4.5.
Okay. Wow. Stops. That's pretty high.
That is very high.
Under that.
I did do a little under that. I think the LA River loses points for me. I don't get why that's such a big effing deal for that. I mean, it was a good, solid place. Didn't try the food or anything like that. But
7's a nice...
7's a very good score.
7 is passable.
They'll be happy for it.
Yeah.
So I walked along the path, like I said. Unfortunately, it was raining, too. So it wasn't a great walk. But I walked up to the taco place.
Called Salazar.
Salazar.
Salazar Taco.
Who wants to go first on this one? Because I got plenty to say.
I'm very interested in your hot takes because I liked it. I know that you had issue. I think the biggest issue was that it was raining and they didn't have any space inside for us. And they had a bunch of reservations and people coming and they had to just shove. They were like shoving tables into the middle of the place trying to make room. That was bad.
Yeah, there was literally, we were sitting there and literally they just made a table that was directly
in the middle of the whole flow of the restaurant. Because
right next to us.
They had no cover for their outside. And their outside was beautiful.
Their outside is beautiful. This is the biggest disappointment of the rain to actually the whole beginning, because it would have been nice to have the coffee shop not be raining, you know? So
Frogtown, this was not a bummer. So much when it's raining.
Exactly. So avoid far. It when it rains, I guess.
But the taco place, we got a variety of stuff. I liked all my food. Mm-hmm. I would agree. You mentioned that it was a little overpriced.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, yeah, but it's, you know, rich white people, so they don't care.
Theme of the day. And also, we should point out that Frogtown, we have no experience with this personally, used to be a hotbed for gangs before the white people came in.
A very dangerous area. The whole east side of LA actually is has been gentrified because of all of us moving in. So,
but especially Frogtown because it was kind of isolated between the highways and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was probably really sketchy.
So I am not as big of a food person as you are, right? Like, I just want good food for a reasonable price. That's all I'm looking for. And this whole food culture we have right now where it's like, braised pork and they give you like a little thing and it's like $18. It's like, oh, here's some parsnips with your thing. You're like, shut up. Where's the Taco Bell? I don't get, it didn't taste better or worse than anything I could have had.
They were pretty just good tacos.
Yeah.
They weren't exceptional, they weren't crappy, they were just good. I did not care for the veggie one. I would go chicken if you're really going to just go in and get some tacos.
Mm-hmm.
My salad was good and my drink was good. They had crushed ice.
Yeah.
Highly recommend that. But yeah, everything else that was like platters and I was like getting up there with the pricing. So I was like, eh.
Yeah, I don't get it. The red meat one was good for me. I don't think you had the red meat one, but I think it was steak.
Yeah, I had a bite of the steak, I think.
Yeah, and those types of restaurants, especially with Mexican food in this town where you can get like a good burrito for like
$6
and not worry about it.
Yeah.
To me, going to these fancy schmaltzy taco places, it's like, here's your tiny little taco. Give us a lot of money.
Yeah. Not worth it is what you're trying to say.
I was not impressed.
Would you go back to see their outdoor space? Because I'm kind of intrigued by that.
No. I don't care. Again, these restaurant places, it's like, we all got tacos and kind of traded them, which was a good move.
Yeah.
But yeah, the entrees were like $30.
So what party points would you give this place? Is it like a 5?
What are you at?
I'm thinking 5.
Because the patio wasn't working, it's a fucking 2.
2?
Yes.
Oh my God. Ruthless over here. We didn't see their bathroom, so I don't know what that review is like, unfortunately. But yeah, it was... But the service was fine. 2 is like they literally like throw you out and throw fine, your fine, food fine. On your face.
4.
4 is acceptable.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would not... Yeah. I would not... And again, maybe the outdoor patio would have been like, wow, these tacos under the beautiful sun. But it was a depressing night. And they were shoving people literally right at our backs.
It's not their fault, but yeah. It isn't. It also is overpriced.
And the bar is small. I mean, yes, the inside, much like the coffee shop, is not really meant to be used.
Yeah, right. So that, yeah, maybe, I don't know.
What was the Yelp stars on this one?
4.3 on Yelp. So pretty up there average, you know?
But again, who's going to this fucking place? It's like...
People that live in
Frogtown. Frogtown yuppies.
Yuppies.
All right, Salazar. You've been fucking unnoticed from Matt Medley! I think this is our first under 5 review.
It is, definitely. Damn.
Exciting.
Congratulations.
Congratulations!
Now we're gonna go next door.
Next door to Zebulon?
Yeah.
Okay, great. We did kind of spread out the nights. So we did check out Zebulon. It had a show that night.
It did. It was
free.
Oh, I can't remember the country. What?
Well, we walk in and it's a free show, but we don't know what the show is.
Yeah.
And we immediately walk in and it is packed. It is a Monday night and it is packed to the rafters.
Yes. There was a lot of people in there.
We couldn't even get a drink at the bar on the inside of the venue. So in classic form, there is a bar, a regular bar area on the outside. You go through 2 doors and you're in the music venue part.
Right.
They have stuff pretty much every night.
Okay. I've heard really good things about this place. Mm-hmm. People will come through my shop and on their way out, that's where they're going. And they're like, you have to check out this dance place, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I liked the venue area, even though it wasn't like a show I would typically go to. Enjoyed the music. It was definitely fun. People in there were all really good vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Even the other side of the, because we went back to get drinks in the other part of the bar.
Yeah, the main room.
Me and our friend Nate, who was with us, fell in love with one of the bartenders because she was a beautiful soul.
Yeah.
And we just enjoyed drinks with a couple of friends. I really enjoyed that part of the night.
It was a chill place. I like the separation of venue. I like when you can get away from the music. Not business Matt Mentley doesn't like that. I prefer venues where no one can leave the area because like, when you book a band or whatever, you want everybody to be there.
Yeah.
But as a patron, it's really nice. I have to admit.
Going back on yourself. Yeah.
Well, business Matt Medley and casual Matt Medley, sometimes they don't match up every time, right?
Yeah, right.
So I love the venue too. The stage was like a little bit high. Like it was really cool. Like the venue was nice and big. They had the... you could see, it was set up where you could see everything, which is always a big
They
plus.
Had seats. It was like rafted seats. And it
which
was like...
They usually don't have. It'll usually be an open venue.
Well, it's probably because of the type of event it
Absolutely.
Was. You know, they
yes.
were like being respectful and they all came to see this band. It wasn't like they were all going to dance and like
right.
get rowdy or whatever. Right.
It was a sitting crowd.
Yeah. But it was still fun.
Yeah.
I mean, the vibe
Sound was great.
Yeah, for sure.
It was cool. Party points!
For Zebulon, probably an 8. I would give it probably an 8. And it got a 4.6 on Yelp.
I'm going to go 7.
Okay.
Once again, I think it's a good, solid place, but nothing really blew my top off.
Yeah. What about that mirror? That mirror that we thought was another room.
There was a mirror in the corner. And I did say, is that another room?
And then you went to check.
No, I did that as a joke. I said, I'm going to go check to get a laugh.
Well, what happened?
I got a laugh. So that is Zebulon. Dee's place. Check their schedule for shows. They get a lot of good music in there.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, Frogtown Brewery, dude.
Yes. This was, I liked, this was nice because of the rain. This is the one place I think we went that the rain was okay.
Why do you say that?
Well, okay. Their door was open, which sucked because I had to put on all my layers. I ran back to my car and got like my scarf and my hat and my gloves. But because it was raining, there was like nobody there.
It was also like Monday night raining. This was Wednesday.
Yeah, but there was like only two, maybe three other people at the bar.
Yeah.
And the vibe of that place, the bartenders were just like, one of them like came around the bar and like lounged in one of their weird antique chairs and we were like, do you work here? And he was like, yeah, I'm just chilling. We were like, all right, like it's your place. You can do whatever you want, you know?
The two guys working were great. Very helpful. Very nice to us.
Oh, yeah.
We roll in, because there is a pretentiousness to breweries.
Yeah.
I'm not a big brewery person. I'm not a big craft beer person. Mm. I mean, once again, we're going this for you, people!
Well, I am a craft brew person.
Oh, you are?
Even though I'm not a big drinker, I worked at a place that had craft beer, and I have, over the years, realized what I like and do not like in the beer department. So going there, I saddled up to the bar and was like, all right, give me one of everything, basically.
Yeah.
I thought I was just going to get a taste of everything, but I paid $2 to get like a mini pour, which was like almost half a beer. And then I had six of them.
Those were $2 each?
Yeah.
What? That was so much beer.
Yeah. It was a deal. You can do a taster of each of the things and you get like, it was like a nice little flight that they do.
Oh, yeah. One person drinking that, I would be like, oh, no.
On the floor. Good thing we got to share it. But I was I liked the beer. There wasn't anything that I didn't like. But it also didn't blow me away.
The beer or the place or all of it?
The beer. You know, they're pretty new, I think. They came in like a year, maybe 2 years, I think they said.
Yeah.
So it's a newer place, obviously, the neighborhood just getting flipped. But they're... You had one of their beers and their IPAs. They were like, it's not like a regular IPA. And I was like, this is a fucking IPA and I still don't like it. Get it away from me. But the rest of their beer was okay. It wasn't anything I would like be like, you have to try their beer.
Yeah.
I was like, it's a nice place to have a drink, you know?
Right. And I'm almost the opposite in every way when it comes to this, because I do, when I pick up a beer and somebody's like, try this, and I drink it, and it tastes like cinnamon. I'm like, this isn't beer, ladies and gentlemen. We need a new name for this.
Which one tasted like cinnamon?
Ah, the gross one in the middle.
I liked that one.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And then it's like, here's a coffee wine. Get the coffee out of my fucking wine, out of my fucking beer.
Coffee beer is my favorite. Ugh. If you can make it taste like a dessert, but it's beer, give me
I'm not into it. Get me a PBR!
Oh my god,
And leave me alone!
Basic! So what was
If that makes me basic, then just call me one basic bitch.
All right,
because I
bitch.
Want a good lager, and that's all I want. All this extra stuff in beer. Matt's cranky old man corner.
So you liked the place, you didn't like the place, how would you rate it?
The vibe was very good.
Yeah.
The staff was very nice and cool and friendly. They had a little section with like old
chairs,
furniture and chairs and stuff like that. So that was sweet. One quick note as well. There's a taco truck outside, which we did not participate in because we had just been to Salazar, of course.
Yes.
But we were talking to the bartender about it. And he's like, yeah, we got food every night. The guy cranks out some good stuff, blah, 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 blah. So keep that in mind. I know that's extra party points for you, Betsy.
Always, always.
But yeah, overall, everything I would expect out of a brewery.
How did you feel about their reward system? This is the only thing I've ever seen anybody do.
Oh, it was staff members if you bought them a beer, or was it just anybody?
I think it was anybody, and the staff members obviously were also participants. And what you could do is, like, when you were there, you could buy a drink for somebody else,
mm-hmm.
and they'd, like, put a tally up by their name so that when they come visit, they're like, oh, look, one of my friends was here and bought me a beer. I will cash in on that.
Yeah.
I don't understand. That's weird. I don't know.
Well, you're constantly, with all these bars we're going to, Betsy, especially nowadays, you're trying to get that Instagram pic, baby. You know this. So all of these bars that we're at, neon signs, cool furniture, a sign that says, oh, Betsy bought Matt a beer, flurber.
Oh, yeah, I guess. So you think the chalkboard was just an Instagram ploy? Yes,
100%. You're just trying to distract people from the fact that they're just sitting there drinking a beer with cinnamon in it. So if you're saying with the system that they had, if I bought you a beer, your name would go up on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'd come in later and be like, oh, somebody bought me a beer. Can I have it?
Oh, you don't pay for them?
I think you pay for the beer for somebody else. So it's like you're paying for a drink. It's like a give and get program. I don't know.
Well, there was a guy who worked there that had 22.
The most beers bought for him. And I was like, what are you, showing off?
He was kind of like a talky show-off guy. Born and raised in the area.
He was. As well. Yeah. He was the only one that worked there that was from there.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, he like just realized it when we asked him. He's like, oh yeah, I guess. Very nice man. Very nice man.
It was great. Like I said, the vibe was great. The service, like it was cool.
Yeah. And I got pretty drunk too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
Party points.
What's
a 4.5 on Yelp?
4.5?
Which is high, yeah.
I would concur. I enjoyed it. I mean, there was nothing, like their bathroom was fine. Their beer was good. It wasn't sensational really in any way. So it was kind of like a 7.
Yeah, I'm going 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fine. To go back to my point about Salazar and this brewery, you kind of know what you're getting into a little bit. Like, there's no surprises. Like, the fancy-ass taco shop, I've been to a lot of them.
Yeah.
I knew everything was going to be overpriced. I knew they'd have mezcal. I knew they'd have, like, fancy drinks. Brewery, I knew it was not, nothing was surprising.
Right, yeah.
It was fun. It was fine, but nothing to blow us away.
Yeah, not so far.
And that's why I think they get such good Yelp reviews, though, too, because it's like, if you're somebody who's like, I don't really like fancy taco shops, you're not going to Salazar in the first place.
Right.
To write a bad Yelp review.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, congratulations. We should just say congratulations after every time we review a place.
You've been reviewed by the Mentley and the Hayes.
You should be honored.
Honored.
Last place of the night.
Last place. I'm very excited to talk about
a little bit outside of Frogtown. Now, like, so this one is, like, we're cheating a little bit, but whatever.
Whatever. We wanted to add another place. I'd wanted to go here. I knew a couple of people that have DJed here, and they've invited me. I still had never gone. So we went, and this place is called Tenants of the Trees, which is hard for my brain to get wrapped around, but not as hard as Mentley and the Haze. Tenants of the Trees is a bar that is an indoor-y, outdoor-y kind of a place, right?
Indoor-y, outdoor-y kind of a place.
Yeah, that's a good description. Because you walk inside.
It has a large patio.
The patio is like, there's a tree canopy above you. So it does feel like you're in the trees. You didn't notice that?
Hence
the name.
Ah.
Yeah.
Did not notice that, no.
I swear I pointed it out. I told somebody that there was a tree above our heads.
You were talking to a lot of people that night, so it was not mine.
Not at this place. Not at Tenants of the Trees. That was the place where we looked around and I was like, I don't want to start a conversation with anybody in here. Nobody in here is cool.
Well, where do you want to start? Because I will... Do you want to know the Yelp review score?
Yes, please.
2 stars.
2 stars?! Oh, well, you know what else somebody told me about this place is that they have been known to roofie people, the bartenders.
It seems like that sort of club place that we dislike. Like, there's the shortstop level, like, places we like, and then there's these places.
These places are shady and, like, people only go there to be seen and nobody really is interesting. It's like, it feels like the kind of bar when you first move to LA and you're trying to do the culture because you think that's the way it works.
Right.
And it just is not. Guaranteed, like, all those people are new to LA.
Oh, maybe.
I would assume.
We didn't talk to them, but I do want to, let's go back and just finish up. Because the setup is really cool.
Yes.
The setup of the bar has so much potential, and it is awesome because you walk in, there's a front bar, a pretty big one, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is, to your right, a room with a stage.
Yeah, it's like a karaoke, probably a lot of live performances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, live performances. Nice. Somebody room. Was warming up in
big,
there.
Big, with the like seating in the back and everything.
Lights were cool.
Very cool, yeah.
Then you go straight, if you went straight through the hallway, another bar, pretty big as well,
mm-hmm.
with more dancing, a separate DJ, a separate dance vibe in that room. So you'd think Betsy and me would have like huge bones at this place, right?
Huge bones. The biggest of bones.
The patio's amazing.
It is gorgeous. Ugh. And it had a lot of heaters, which they do get points for. But the fact that you drug people, I am not cool with that.
Well, we'll get to the negative in it. I was trying to do the
positive stuff. I just cut right into it with the, well, they rape people, so that's not good.
It is a fair point, and we will get to it. I guess I was, just to wrap it up, the place looks awesome. It is a cool...
Aesthetically.
I would almost say it's a dream place. If I had money, I would buy a place like that. It's so awesome.
It definitely is.
There's a truck outside.
For food.
Which during the week we didn't get, but on the weekends they do open up.
Why you gotta... Why? Why?
Why do you gotta roofie everybody? Well, it's... The main complaint, now I went to this before you and I went to this. I went to this with a DJ named LaFranz at like 12:15 a.m. on a Saturday.
Oh.
He knew the door guy.
Okay.
Which is, that's this type of place though.
What do you mean?
Oh, there was a huge line.
Oh.
Right? So like on the weekends, it's fucking hard to get in.
Right.
That's why there are 2-star reviews and 1-star review, because people are like, I couldn't get in. Fucking. So it's a place where they'll be like, are you on the list?
Ugh.
And they like choose who comes in and who doesn't.
Ugh.
Right. So I went with LaFranz.
Okay.
It was fucking packed. I mean, can't even walk around packed. I remember it's hazy, but. I saw Andy Dick there. Celebrity sighting.
Oh, yes. You did tell me about this, but I was, again, hazy, as you said.
We were in... So, not this time, but when I was with LaFranz, we were in the back patio area, drinking it up, having a good time, talking, and he's like, Andy Dick is right behind you, dude. And I turn around, and wasted Andy Dick is sitting. Like, not even standing. Sitting... Like, wobbly.
Yeah. Is he right behind you? Or the table behind you?
Oh, he was... I could have touched him. He was as close as you or me, Betsy.
Oh my God, get your hand away from my face.
I know. That's what Andy Dick said. No, I didn't try to touch him.
I did say, well, you told me this the night that we were there.
Yeah.
And I said, this is the kind of place that I would do that if I was an Andy Dick kind of celebrity.
Sure.
Because it's like, when you get to around that those kinds of people that just like have... Blech. Like, you have to take a shower after you go in the same place as them because they have nothing to offer you. I would go and just be a fucking dick and, like, you have the celebrity, you have the money. So why not?
I'm sure people are buying you drinks.
Yeah, and... people are sucking up to you left and right because they don't know who's what. And they're just like, oh, is this how I become famous? And he's like, yeah, buy me another drink, fucking idiot. That sounds amazing.
Well, drinks and all the drugs, probably.
Of course, all the drugs.
You know. I don't remember if I had a good time the first time. I remember at least, because it was when I just got here to L.A. So I remember at least being like, whoa. Like, this is L.A. I just rolled up on a fucking line.
That's what I'm saying, this bar.
I just skipped the fucking line. LaFranz was buying me drinks all night.
Ooh,
like, it was one of those.
Treating you like a lady.
I know, right? And so it was just one of those nights where it's like, wow, this is crazy I'm in here.
Yeah.
And that's why people go.
Yes.
Like idiots.
Yes. We've established.
I would not go here casually. So we've had some low, this is a fun low score one.
What would you give Tenants of the Trees? What was your party points for that one?
Is I mean,
like a four?
I guess that's the thing. Because it looks so cool, I do want to give it a couple points for that.
Yeah.
Like, the aesthetics of the places we discussed are pretty nice. That outdoor patio is like, you can't compete with it. Yeah. Yeah, I'd say another four, huh?
This sucks because, I mean, not so much it sucks.
Three? I'd go three.
I was going to say all of Frogtown. Like, we did enjoy ourselves.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
It wasn't great.
It was like an aesthetically nice night, but it was empty in the middle. Yeah. It was like an Instagram night.
Totally.
So if you want to have a great Instagram, go to Frogtown. But if you want to, you know, put something in your soul, don't go there.
Service wasn't great at Tenants of the Trees, if I remember, either.
Well, oh, that one guy was looking at me weird. I didn't like him.
They were all looking at everybody weird. Well, it was funny because we got there and nobody was there yet.
Yeah.
Like, classic Betsy and Matt, we got there at 10 and, like, the dance party hasn't started yet. When we left, people were piling in. But, and now I'm remembering the first time I'm there, nobody dances.
Yes, you mentioned that. That's those people. Those people don't dance, dude. Yeah, they just go there to be seen. And if anybody starts, it's not a communal area. Nobody's trying to let loose and have fun with each other. They're just trying to size each other up from a distance like crazy maniacs.
Wow.
Yes, it's horrible. Don't be those people.
Go to the shortstop.
Yes.
People are actually dancing there and having a good time and talking and enjoying themselves. Why would you shove your fucking body into a crowded place? You can't even talk to people there.
No, you can just get really good Instagrams. That's all it's good for.
Well, Tenants of the Trees, you've been put on fucking notice by Mentley and the Haze.
How many places are on notice right now? My
two.
God.
Only two.
Damn, Frogtown.
We've been really nice to everybody else. So this is the first time we're kind of going down the path.
Yeah. But like I said, I enjoyed myself, but it was definitely not a fulfilling evening.
Absolutely. Like, these places, even Zebulon, even the bicycle shop. Like I said, you get to have your cup of coffee. It's a nice little place. But then what? You get to go out and stare at the LA shit river? Like, oh, what a relaxing time. I don't get it. But that is our Frogtown night, dude.
Yeah.
I'm glad we finally trashed on some places.
I am too. And I'm glad we finally got to see Frogtown because I've heard so much about it.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. Because it's on my side of the town.
East side.
East side, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Betsy, any last words?
No, don't go to Frogtown.
Or go there.
Only go when it's sunny. Only go there if you're white. Only go there if you have a lot of money. Only go there if you want to have an Instagram fun time.
Or if you go there on the night they have comedy, I will be there. So maybe go on that.
Come shake Matt's hand.
Right on. Well, that's it for this week. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in. And we'll catch you around LA.
Thank you for tuning into the Mentley and the Haze podcast.